Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
Mark Reardon.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
Oh, yeah. It's another one of those weeks. It is summer in St. Louis. You know, Dave Murray, we should get Dave on, though. He had the notion a few weeks ago that this was not going to be as blistering a hot summer. And I still think that he might be right about that, because if you look, I'm not calling him out. I'm not calling Dave out, Sue.
That's fair.
But to stick with it, I think the... maybe the, you know, right now the instinct would be, wait a second, Dave Murray. What are you talking about?
Doesn't feel cool to me.
But I saw some temperatures in the 60s for the lows next week.
Oh,
so
all right.
You start to get into the 60s. Fred, let's get Dave set up for tomorrow.
Sure,
maybe.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll see what his thoughts are. But yeah, this is going to be one of those weeks. I had had my niece and my sister over. My niece goes to SLU. She just had surgery, so she's recovering from some shoulder surgery. And her brother, my nephew, lives in Minneapolis. And once she completes her program here at SLU, you know, she was talking about moving to Minneapolis because it's too hot here. I'm like, what? She's like, I like the cold better than the heat. I'm like, you're out of your mind. Go up. Now, she grew up in Chicago, but still.
Oof. Minneapolis. Yeah. Come May and June, she'll be so mad that it's still chilly.
Yeah, that's what I said always about my days in Milwaukee. It wasn't, you know, winter's winter, right? You're going to have terrible, but it gets into March, April, May, June, to your point. And I suppose the fall is very nice in August and September. They do get pretty hot in Minneapolis, too. But
do
anyway,
they? Well, she'll be mad. Okay.
I had to mention that. Pretty good 4th of July.
Yeah.
Last night I was watching, so my... My daughter wanted to go to a fireworks display. She asked to go to a fireworks display.
Okay.
Now, one thing I'm going to say, and you won't like it, Sue, but it's a true comment, and I don't know how many other people said this. My wife completely ruled out coming down for Fair St. Louis and the fireworks.
I don't like it.
I said, well, we can park in my building. She goes, well, I'm not walking between your building and Keener Plaza. It's not safe. I'm like,
it is.
Well, I don't know that it is. I really don't.
In my opinion, it is.
I know, and I would take issue with that, but we didn't come down. But the point of that story is, so she's asking to go to fireworks. I thought about going to the Twin Oaks deal. Twin Oaks is that community that no one's ever heard of, even if you've lived in St. Louis your entire life. But if you go on 141, either south or north, and you're approaching Big Bend, you'll see a little sign that says Twin Oaks.
There's Twin Oaks Presbyterian Church right
there. Yes. But apparently they're like a government entity, and they have this huge fireworks display, and they did theirs on Sunday night. And it's very popular. You know, people can park in the church. That parking goes quickly. But we have even people in our neighborhood, they just went to the... You know, the Sugar Fire right there at 141 and 44 where the Drury Inn is, and just parked there and got to see the fireworks. But the reason I bring this up is because then last night, it's about 9:15, and my neighborhood gets going, right? They take it seriously. My daughter says, I'm scared, I'm going inside. I said, you're the one who wanted to go to the fireworks display, right? So we we just sat down in front of my house, and at the end of the block, we have a cul-de-sac, and there's common ground. That's where people blow things up, Sue. But I was thinking to myself last night as I'm, you know, watching the fireworks, texting my friend Rick in Las Vegas, I said, this was a serious question. Because, you know, it's weird out there when you're driving around in the desert. You can see everything from miles away. It's not like here where, you know, so I thought if people are doing fireworks, you'll be able to see them from wherever. So he said, you're not supposed to really, you know, shoot the ones, nor are we, that go up in the air, the rockets and stuff like that. But right. I think you can do sparklers and things like that. So... Sure. So he said, I went out and I got a few things and I did them in the backyard. And then, you know, I can't remember exactly how he told the story. And I'm trying to tell the story without spoiling it. So anyway, he said he did the fireworks. He goes in the backyard. A little while later, he looks, you know, the houses where he lives are very, very tight together. And you really can't see the front yards from the backyards. But he noticed there seemed to be like some disco lights or something like that out front.
Oh, no.
Well, it was a fire truck. Talk about rookie mistake. Now, he grew up here in St. Louis. He bought fireworks as a kid. He put the fireworks in his trash can, Sue.
What?
He did not. By the way, well, there's the obvious question. What did he not do? He didn't put any water on them. Look at that thing.
He just left them live in the trash can.
Somebody noticed that his trash can was smoldering, so they called, I think it was a cop, they called the fire department. The fire department came and had to, look at that, Fred. He's got a smoldering trash can because isn't that like fireworks 101? Well, you don't touch the fireworks until you put water on them. You handle them safely even after, you know, you light them because they can still be hot. And you never know if something's going to, you know, be a dead round or something like that, too. Anyway,
I like that he thought it was disco lights.
Yeah, well,
how did your pets all do with the fireworks?
That might have just been Sue for dramatics.
Well,
they did okay. They don't seem to freak out too much. Although when a lot of the fireworks were going off, we were inside. You know, the difficulty for I think a lot of people becomes who was saying. Oh, it's Tricia was dropping by the office. She said somebody in her neighborhood was setting something off at like 6:15 this morning.
Oh no,
we had at I think it was 4 a.m., maybe 3 a.m. on Sunday morning, somebody was like big mortar rounds in the middle of the night in my neighborhood. So I don't mind if they go to, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. Last night seemed to wrap up relatively early, maybe because it was more of a school night, if you will, because people had to go to work. So
I put in earplugs.
You did last night?
And it worked.
It was pretty much done by 10:30 in my neighborhood.
I went to bed at probably, you know, 10-ish. And with those, and I couldn't hear anything.
One of my neighbors had
good
this
gravy,
huge,
Fred.
Huge thing, firecracker. It was 2001.
Okay, here's what annoys me, and I know I'm making every fireworks person mad.
Well,
but
that's the M2000, the wolf pack.
Yeah, if you're going to send something up, at least make it pretty and something to look at it. But the ones that are just boom,
just loud,
make me nuts.
Well, here's what's funny. So my neighbor next door to me, Andy, and he's got three kids, and he went out and he just bought some basic stuff. Like he had some sparklers. My daughter had one of those. Like it was a really long sparkler too, so it was very safe. You know, you had the wood stick and then the sparkler was kind of at the end. And he had a couple other things that, you know, a couple of them cost $10. So he did one of the fountains. It was $10. Okay. And then there has to be the manufacturer of what I'm about to describe had to do this for ironic purposes, right? So there was a firework that when you bought it was in the shape of the poop emoji. Right?
Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah, so
it is funny.
So he lights the thing off. It basically does nothing. It just blows smoke into the air. It was like $5, and it was like a basic smoke bomb that we bought, you know, when we were kids. And I said, there has to be. I think you pay $5 because you're paying for the irony of this thing sucking so badly, and it's a poop emoji. That's the only thing I could think of.
Somebody posted one that's a firework of a little mini dog that actually, when you light it, does poop. Right, the ash creates that. That's what I thought you were talking about.
I heard a couple people.
No, this was like just in the shape of a poop emoji.
I heard a couple of people say, oh man, I spent $10 on that.
Yeah.
They weren't very excited about the result.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if I showed you I was showing it in the office, but if you would look at the grand finale from my neighborhood, holy cow. I mean, it rivaled the, you know, Twin Oaks and the ones down by the arch, I think, too. I don't know how much money was spent by my neighbors, but it's insane.
That kind of stuff I'm okay with because at least it's pretty. It's the stuff that just kablam, kablam, kablam.
I was driving down 55 from Arnold back to this St. Louis County, and there were tons of them all around.
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot. You could anywhere
really
you
nice
look.
Ones,
yeah, nice ones.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first moved back here, 2006, I think, was the first year we had this little condo that we rented. I've told this story before down in Jeffco, and we had this balcony where you could see really all over.
Wow.
And it was like, at the time, I think I described it, Jeffco, as Fallujah. It was so much everywhere, any direction you would look. And people had fun. But anyway, hopefully we didn't lose too many fingers and things along those lines.
Hope not.
During the 4th of July celebrations, we do have a hot week. I thought this was, I don't know who this person is, Kathy Barnett, who tweeted this. It was Billy Long. Billy coming on this week, Fred? I know he expressed interest.
You want him?
He's still in that Senate race,
we'll get him.
Right? Ah, you know what? Let's get him on because I love Billy. He's going to probably draw some votes from people who aren't going to win, but that's okay. So Billy retweeted this. He said, now that Pride Month is over, I feel like I should expect all the companies that had gay flags and drag queens on their website to swap them out for American flags and wounded veterans to celebrate the 4th of July. I think I'll be waiting a while, though, right? Yeah. You know, you had the rainbow was there every day, and now, I don't know, what's July? Is July a special month for anyone?
Hmm.
It's got to be, don't you think?
I would think.
I would hope so.
Did you watch The Old Man? Is everybody caught up? Fred, have you started it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Fred.
I am caught up on The Old Man, Sue. We can cover that here in the opening segment. So I thought that the first three episodes were fantastic. The fourth episode...
I'm not thrilled.
Yeah. It took a couple of turns.
Yes.
And I was like, wait a second. Now what are you doing?
Yep.
And it's the Amy Brenneman character.
Yes.
Right. So I don't want to say anymore because people aren't caught up. But here's what I'll say about that. There are plenty of shows out there that, and I always give shows three episodes. So I gave the three episodes for
The
Old Man.
They were great.
Really good. Yeah, you can have a clunker. I mean,
okay.
There's going to be a clunker now and again. Let's see how they recover because that's interesting that you had the same reaction.
I had the exact same. I almost texted you and then I thought, well, if he hasn't gotten this far, I don't want to put him off.
And I did finish Stranger Things over the weekend.
So did I.
It wasn't easy because when I watched the first, well, not the first episode, but I guess it would be episode 8, they released 8 and 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Mm.
So I watch 8 and then I start to watch, I think this was Friday night. I'm like, I'm into it. I'm going to watch another one right now. And it said 2 hours and 22 minutes for the 9th episode. So I decided to hold off on that, but I did finish it. I did it in 3 different parts. It was outstanding. I think it was a great, great season. However, now we got to do this without spoilers, right?
Yeah.
Can we do this without spoilers?
I'm not sure that we
Well, now you just scared everyone off who hasn't been caught up.
Well, it's common knowledge that there is a fifth season to come.
Right, that's true.
And as long as you know that. But I got a little mad. I thought they were kind of milking it to get that fifth one out. Abby, do you watch it?
Yes,
yeah, she's caught up too.
My dad and brother and I watched both of the episodes on Friday night.
Did you think we're milking it to get a fifth?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never had that thought before in Stranger Things.
But it didn't bother me until the very end. And I have to have faith in the producers and everyone here just because I thought this was such a strong season overall. So I honestly, Sue, along those lines, we had to be thinking the same thing. I thought to myself, as the 9th episode was coming to a close, I'm like, oh, this is really good the way that they're wrapping all this up. I don't know what the hell they're going to do next year, right? Well, now I kind of do.
Yeah.
And I thought, all right, but let's have faith in the notion that they can milk it and still keep us entertained because I thought that was really good. You know, the other entertainment, let me just throw this in because this is a strong contender for audio cut of the day, but this was amongst the better entertainment of the weekend. Now, the other games were terrible, but this was a hell of a way. Here's what I'll tell you. It's Saturday. I always record, not always, but 90% of the time I try to record the Cardinals games because if I'm out or if I miss something or if I change channels, I can rewind.
Sure.
I can go back to it. So I'm watching the game on Saturday and my neighbor Jason was cooking. We were making some stuff and he said something about the Cardinals blowing a lead. And I think at the time it was 6-5. I might be getting that wrong. Maybe it was 7-6. But I thought I heard Danny Mac say something about 4 home runs in a row. And I said to my wife, I said, did Danny Mac just say that the Cardinals hit 4 home runs in a row in the first inning? So I rewound.
The 1-0 pitch is hit high and deep to right. He did it. He did it. Carlson hits it off the scoreboard. 4 home runs in a row for the Cardinals. Arenado, Gorman, Yepes, and now Dylan Carlson hits his fifth. Unbelievable.
That is, Fred, do you remember what kind of, had that ever happened for the Cardinals?
I think it's the 11th time in baseball history.
Right, so it's only happened a handful of times.
Yeah,
has it ever been 5? Do you know if there's ever been 5 home runs in a row?
I don't know.
We'll find out. We'll put Kusum on.
Think of the pressure on the fifth batter.
I know. The poor fifth batter is like, oh, man, now I got to hit another home run, right?
But I think it was Nootbaar.
They almost blew that game, but they did come back and win. It wasn't a pretty weekend overall. And they the opposite happened to them against the Braves yesterday. The Braves hit Dakota Hudson like he was, you know, throwing in Little League. But we'll talk to Frank at 4:45. We're off and rolling a Tuesday post 4th of July edition of the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bang, bang, bang. And you kept hearing the shots go off and off and off. It must have lasted about 2 minutes. And then everyone kept screaming, shooter, run, run, run. Why? Why does someone do this? And what makes them feel so compelled to get so angry and so frustrated?
Let's get some answers on what happened in Highland Park, which is a suburb of Chicago, north suburb of Chicago. And Rob Hart from WBBM, good friend for colleague. One of my interns in the past with us this afternoon. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Well, good afternoon. I wish I could say this was under better circumstances.
Yeah, me too. So, you know, it's one of those things. I don't know if you are able to do this and how often you work on weekends anymore, but I've been very lucky the last 15 years after spending most of my career working weekends. I kind of take them off and I don't find out a lot about what's going on in the news, especially on a holiday weekend. So this caught me off guard. I was actually talking to Denny and Judy up there in Chicago yesterday, Rob, and they're the ones that told me about it. So let's kind of recap for people who might have missed some of this over the weekend. What happened in Highland Park?
Well, they were having their 4th of July parade, and shortly after 10 o'clock in the morning, shots rang out. Police say Robert Cremo III was camped out on the roof of a business. He had a high-powered AR-15-style rifle, this is what police are saying, and he fired off 70 rounds towards the crowd. And when it was all over, seven people were dead or dying, and dozens of others were on their way to the hospital with gunshot wounds.
So the death toll is at where right now? I think, did somebody else die earlier today, Rob?
Yes, it's now at seven. It was six as of yesterday, but seven as of this afternoon.
So I'm not a particular fan of saying the names of the shooters, so I don't know if we can not do that here. But they found the guy, right? And do we know anything about him?
They did find the guy. What investigators say was that he was dressed as a woman, which allowed him to escape into the fleeing crowd. He then went to his mother's house because his mother lived in Highland Park, managed to borrow her car, and several hours later, that car was spotted by police in North Chicago, which is a suburb a couple of miles up the road. And he was apprehended shortly, probably before 6 o'clock last night. He was taken peacefully and charges are pending. And as a matter of fact, we're getting a media briefing right now from Lake County officials. They will have more to say, including whether or not criminal charges have been filed against this person.
But this is another one of those situations where people are coming forward and saying there were warning signs. Isn't that,
yes,
that happening, Rob?
Yeah, that is correct. He did have a YouTube page, saw himself as an aspiring musician, and had a number of self-produced rap videos that he was trying to put out there. A lot of them had violent imagery. A former classmate from grade school up on the North Shore basically said, you know, he had no problem with him, but his exact quote was, this guy was, quote, a weird dude. So there were definitely a lot of signs that unfortunately don't become warning signs until after the fact.
But this is another one of those situations. It reminds me, Rob and I worked together in Milwaukee many years ago, and we know what happened over Thanksgiving in Waukesha, Rob. But it kind of reminds you of that in a couple of ways. One, here you have just people with kids celebrating a holiday, going to a parade, not expecting that someone's going to be opening fire, and you can't even do that safely right now.
It really does, because a 4th of July parade, it happens in every municipality. I mean, not only across the Chicago area, but of course across St. Louis and across the country. It's an annual tradition in every city and town in America. And just as you were talking about how, you know, your relatives in the Chicago area told you about this, you know, yesterday I was off and I was participating in my own town's 4th of July parade because they have a kiddie parade that the local Kiwanis sponsors. It goes around the town square, and then we met up with two other families who were in this parade and went to brunch. And then I got a text from a friend who said, what's going on in Highland Park? And I said, you tell me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
So it's a very relatable feeling because everybody has been to a parade like this. They have marched in a parade like this. And I do know that after it happened, nobody felt festive after that.
Yeah.
A number of towns canceled their fireworks displays. You know, the White Sox, they were home last night. They debated even playing, but
in the end they
played the game, but they canceled the fireworks show. And that's usually the biggest and best of the year is the one that takes place after the 4th of July game. So there was definitely it just cast a pall on everything that took place in the Chicago area yesterday.
All right, Rob. Well, I appreciate the update here this afternoon, and it's just another one of those horrific things. And obviously for you in Chicago, set against the backdrop of things that happen every night, really.
I mean, it really is. It's I used to work weekends too, and you would see numbers similar to this on an aggregate scale just happening across the city. It's a tragic situation and another tragic chapter in a very tragic story.
All right. Well, I hope the family's well. Haven't seen you in a while. Come back and visit us here in St. Louis, and we'll talk soon.
Happy to do so and under much better circumstances, too.
Thank you, Rob. WBBM's Rob Hart in Chicago. Phil Holloway is with us this afternoon as well. Fox News legal analyst. He's a former police officer. There was violence across the country. But first, Phil, just reaction to Chicago and what happened there.
Well, of course, Mark, you know, my heart breaks for the victims of that tragic shooting in Highland Park, and prayers for everyone who is injured to make a full recovery. You know, this is something that I have been studying as a continuing student of criminology and criminal justice for my entire adult life. You know, the issue of violence, people will like to pigeonhole violence into one category or another, and they'll say this was gun violence. But you know, we don't say when somebody runs over you with a car that it's car violence. When somebody hits you with a lamp, we don't call it lamp violence. It's human violence. That is what this is all about. It's human violence. And I tweeted just a few minutes ago in preparation for coming on your show. I got to looking at some numbers about violence of this nature and what those numbers look like over the last couple of years. And I think you just retweeted it. Thank you for that. But we got pulled up some statistics, and we can see that since lockdown, and I'm looking, I'm basically mean 2020 on forward. The numbers are extremely a lot greater than they had been. The worst month for all of it, when you break it down by month, and this is in the one of the graphics that I tweeted, was June of 2020. There were over 300 instances, excuse me, over 100 instances of gun violence, which involved three or more victims, you know, at during that month. What else was going on in June of 2020? We had riots. We had massive social unrest. We had all sorts of things going on that were right in the middle of the worst of the COVID lockdown. Now, is there another potential explanation? Is it a mere coincidence? You know, we could have those discussions, but the numbers do not lie. Gun violence incidences with three or more victims by year cumulative are by far higher in 21 than they were in 20. And before that, going back to 2017, it was sort of up and down from year to year. It wasn't this always going up. And so far, the trajectory for 2022, if the present trajectory holds, should come in somewhere near 2021.
Well, and my guess is that if you looked at this, even related to violent acts without guns, you know, the one thing that really sticks out to me was that video. I don't know if you watched this, and I actually recommended when I tweeted out that people didn't watch because it was so horrifying. This guy that goes into a Cricket wireless store, I think it was in Phoenix, and just starts pummeling this young girl who's working in the store. I mean, what I said at the time, yeah, Phil, is there's no level of common sense, quote unquote, legislation that can address that degree of depravity. And we're seeing more and more of it.
No, we live in a depraved society. Let's just say it. It's the breakdown in the moral fabric of society. I know the video that you're talking about, and I showed it to my son yesterday, my 11-year-old son. I said, son, sometimes you ask, you know, or you might wonder, why does daddy carry a gun when he goes out in public to places where it's legal and appropriate
to do so? That's a good
example.
Right.
This is why. This is why, because there's maniacs like this out there, and you never know. And this woman in this video that I showed my son, and another third party who actually was legally carrying a firearm, was able to stop it before it got out of hand. Too much out of him.
You know, this reminded me, you reminded me of a story. Sue, I want to tell you this too, because I meant to do this. So the other night in my neighborhood, this will kind of tie in, Phil. We'll see if you agree. I live in this neighborhood that's just got one block in a cul-de-sac. So there's maybe 30 houses or something like that. So if you pull in the one way, you got to turn around and go out the other way. And we have kids and unfortunately some adults that just go speeding through, as any other American neighborhood probably has, people driving too fast. But the other night, this was Friday night, there was a young girl that came through, and I mean, she was hitting the pedal hard. So I noticed that I'm walking my dog at the time, my daughter's with me, and as I start walking down the block, I mean, a couple of people had yelled at her, slow down, right? You could hear the voices.
Yeah.
So she turns around, she's coming back, and she's flooring it again. I'm like, what are you doing? So I get out in the middle of the street, and I wave my hand, and then I hear her as I approach her. So she slows down the car. I approach the window, and she is pissed off at the world. I don't know what – she didn't live in the neighborhood, I'm pretty sure. And I don't think she even dropped anyone off in the neighborhood. She was just – something had happened. I'm not sure if I'll ever probably never know. So she goes, oh, no, I'm not stopping. And she rolls her window up, and as I got on the side of her car, she gunned it again. Well, what she didn't know is that one of my other neighbors was kind of watching this happen. He pulled his car out into that and slowed her down. But I bring it up for this reason, because – that was a dumb thing for me to do, to go out in front of that car, especially with my daughter there. As much as I wanted to, you know, emphasize safety, people are crazy. I could have been run over.
You could have.
Right? So I think that the level of depravity and just the behavior out there, even though you want to maybe do the right thing, I'm not so sure, Phil, that it's always a good move, considering the level of violence
you're
out
right.
there.
You're right, and that's part of the message that I try to convey, you know, with my son. It's like, just because, you know, I'm armed when I'm out in public and we're together, it doesn't mean that I'm going to get involved in every little thing that I might see or hear. But, you know, you basically I arm myself because the basic human right of self-defense is something that we all enjoy. It doesn't mean I'm going to go and inject myself into every little thing that comes up. But if there's an imminent threat to life or limb, and it's appropriate, then we'll have it there to do so.
Right.
This young man who in Chicago, speaking of him, and to follow up on your previous guest, who was great, by the way, apparently one of his this guy's, let's just call him acquaintance. I won't say he's a friend. He's on Twitter basically showing how, in proving that he does know this individual in person. He describes him as an isolated stoner who completely lost touch with reality, basically. And he goes on to say that he lost himself in augmented reality video gaming. He is not a MAGA type far right. He's not like a far left Antifa. He's just a stoner who lost touch with reality. He co-opted aesthetics, they say, from the left and the right, but I don't think he was any of those things. This person says he was just simply lost. Now, we have people like that who are living in and amongst us. We have them in our towns, our cities, and our neighborhoods. They fly under the radar. And many of them will go their whole life without committing any acts of violence whatsoever. But they are, in many instances, they are a mass casualty event waiting to happen. How we go about uncovering these people and getting help to those who need it, I don't know. I'm not qualified to answer that question, and we certainly won't solve that during this radio show this afternoon. But there will be more instances of these, but it's very important to remember this is about humanity. Human beings engage in this behavior. Triggers, for example, do not pull themselves. It takes a human being with an evil soul to pull that trigger. It takes an evil person with an evil soul to hit the gas and run over marchers in a Christmas parade.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
So we've seen all sorts of acts of senseless violence for many different reasons, of course. Some of it's political violence. This kind of thing is much, much more difficult to understand because the nature of the people that live amongst us, that we are just unaware that they're ticking time bombs.
Phil Holloway, before I let you go, there's a police shooting that is bubbling underneath the surface in Akron, Ohio. They've released the dash cam and the body cam footage of a 25-year-old man who was shot by police. I have not seen this video, but they are anticipating more protests. Are you dialed into this particular story yet,
yeah,
Phil?
Yeah. So, you know, basically the idea is this. If you shoot at the cops, okay, you're going to get shot in return. That's just kind of the way the world works, and that's what happened here. And it's being spun by many in the media is that, oh, well, they shot an unarmed black man.
Right,
well,
right.
As it turns out, his race happens to be whatever it happened to be, but they were responding to the fact that he shot at them first. And he may have dropped the gun, of course, in the darkness as he fled on foot, but they had no way of knowing that. In fact, if I'm chasing somebody who's just shot at me and they stop and turn and make a motion,
shoot,
like they're,
shoot.
They're
absolutely
getting ready to shoot me. Yeah, they're dead right there.
Absolutely.
And so it's being mischaracterized as, you know, oh, they just shot another unarmed man. Well, the fact that he happened to have been unarmed at that instant is not important in this discussion.
Yeah. Good information.
What is important is that he shot at the police first. They killed him. That's the way.
Funny how that is left out, some of those small details. Phil Holloway, always great to have you on. I appreciate you. Have a great week.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Sue's News coming up in the next hour. Also, Rupert Darwell, who is across the pond in London. That's weird with a name like Rupert. I would have expected him to be in like Boone County, Missouri or something like that. But he is a senior fellow with the Real Clear Foundation. Wrote a great piece on the EPA decision by the Supreme Court last week. I have a good government accountability story to share here this afternoon with you, Sue, from my county, which is St. Louis County and our effective leadership of Sam Page, and we've talked about that. Really, you know, a couple of people have asked me on this Tuesday after the holiday, are there any new developments in Blowgate? And there really aren't. It's been kind of quiet after the sex scandal broke last week. In case you missed it, ladies and gentlemen, the now former chief of staff to St. Louis County Executive and King Sam Page decided to get a Hummer in his office at his desk. He recorded it, and somehow the video got out, which that reminded me of something else that was ridiculous. Lisa Clancy sent out a stupid tweet about they don't want to accept responsibility for what happened. They just want to talk about the fact that Mark Harder and the other, you know, the other folks on the council have it. But here's my story. All right. So I got a letter. This is dated. Oh, good Lord. It's July 5th right now. Right. This is dated June 15th. So I'm trying to follow up on it. It says, "Dear owner, Mark and Rebecca Reardon, or current owner," is my address listed.
That's very personal.
Got an account number. It's Public Works Department. So it says, "This is just a reminder that it is time for the annual testing of your backflow prevention." You familiar with these things?
Are you talking about your sewer system?
No, it's like I think it relates to the sewer system, but this is because I have an in-ground sprinkler, and they have to make sure that that's all working right.
Okay.
I think maybe it messes up the sewer system,
okay,
right? Okay. So it says this test is required to be completed every year within 30 days of the device's yearly test date. This test determines if your device is functioning properly, so to prevent the flow of substances that would contaminate the pure drinking water in your house or your place of business, and possibly even the water in the public water supply.
Wait, you're on public water, right? You don't have a well.
No. Okay. It's public water. These tests, though, are required by both Missouri Revised Statutes and St. Louis County Ordinance. Please make arrangements to have your device tested. Well, no, I mean, I'm aware of this because I've had in-ground sprinklers for 10 years now, and I know that these things have to be done. Plus, you have to have them come out and, you know, kind of make sure your sprinkler nozzles and all are good to begin the season. Here's the thing about this. I actually had this test completed by the company that did my, it's the irrigation company that does my sprinklers. So I was confused by this. It says, please make arrangements to have your device tested by a licensed backflow tester, a list of contractors. I'm like, wait a second. And this was rare. I actually had the actual test. I found a copy of the test. So I called the Department of Public Works. They listed some numbers on there for you to call. And it was Lori Hogan that sent me this letter, the cross-connection program manager working for Sam Page. So I called. I left a message. It took him like 3 or 4 days to get back in touch with me. Then I get the message from it wasn't Lori. It was somebody else that left me a message last week. If I had my phone, I'd almost play it for you here just over the microphone. It said that they, you know, maybe the reason they did not record my test so far is that they have a backlog of, you want to kind of estimate the backlog they have right now?
Of 100?
10,000.
What?
She says, we have a backlog of 10,000 of these. This is efficient St. Louis County government. So basically, they're sending, it's a relatively threatening note that says, hey, taxpayer, get your, you know, blank together because you haven't got your backflow test and you're endangering your neighbors and St. Louis County. You have to do this within 30 days. I did it like 60 days ago. It was sent to you, St. Louis County, but you have a backlog in the backflow of 10,000, but that doesn't stop those automatic generated threatening letters from going on. I love that. That is your government at work, ladies and gentlemen.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball Isn't Boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.